Lord, God bless you all, and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for asking me to share. And yeah, what a wonderful week has been, and really when we decide to really go in the direction that God is showing you to do, then your life can really change around. From a few days' time, from a few days ago, Monday to now, I feel like there has been a huge turnaround for me, that God really pushed me in a direction, and he really encouraged me personally to really ensure I'm waking up early in the morning. And this week I've been waking up for around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and wow, what a time. What a time it's been, and what a change. God, at first I was, I was thinking a little bit carnally, oh my gosh, I might feel tired, well, I'm gonna feel tired, which is completely granted. But God, I'm really gonna listen. I'm really gonna, be humble and listen to what you're saying. So I decided to get up and really take this time with God. Really take this time, because my children get up very early. So, them being in bed past 6 a.m. in the morning is quite unusual. So God really showed me that I needed to be on point with it. And he has given me so much grace. He's given me so much energy. I've been up since 4:30 this morning. I've been running. I have had a fantastic one-on-one. And I didn't get home till past the kids got home today. And here I am at 9:15. And God is just so gracious. God really does infuse the strength within you. He will really change you around. I feel he has taught me so much in these past few days of how to, because if tiredness is something that may control you, and you may then, your emotions may, go higher when you're tired, then God wants you to be able to break the habit pattern of this. He wants you to really be on point. He doesn't want anything being, he doesn't want anything to stop you, to let you defeat you, because we really can overcome every situation. And God has really been teaching about emotions lately, you know, especially with me, about emotions, about how to, and him speaking to me and encouraging me to really to get up early was one of my things. Tiredness was one of the my things that really did I didn't cope very well with. But for God to show me to do this, and to stand up and then to really be humble and listen to him, has really changed, because he's just teach me how to deal better with everything, especially putting him first. Because when we decide we're going to put him first in the morning, and we're going to wake up, we're going to be really sharp, we're going to be on the confessions, we're going to be really praying and giving God that time, he will ensure that he energizes you throughout the day. He will give you grace. I just feel very amazed how God has worked all my situations out. How my mind is very much settled in when beforehand it wasn't. You know, he really has settled my thoughts. He's given me much more clarification. I'm able to sit and think more positively and more clear,
because of this small act of faith that then I acted upon, I'm able to give the best to my family. I'm able to give the best to the people around me because of this small act that I was humble and then able to go ahead and do what he's shown me to do. And it is amazing how God really does teach us individually, because this was such a personal thing for me that God showed me. And wow, like, if God really shows you to go ahead and do something, be humble and go and do it, because it will change you. If you need to change in an area and God gives you something, that might be the avenue for you to then change. It might be, it could be anything that he shows you to do, but ensure to listen and to really be humble, really, don't think any of the negatives. Don't think carnally upon anything that God is showing you to do. Think from your spiritual mind. Okay, I'm going to really, really listen here, because I know and I have such faith that God is going to move me in the best direction, because he wants the best for me. He wants me to be the best for others, so I can then give out him to others and show others that nothing is too hard for them. We all have been on such a great journey of learning about thoughts, mind and emotion for the last 4 years. And when we decide to apply what is being taught, and then when you are applying and doing what God is teaching you individually, you will really grow and you will really learn in the best area. In like every day, I've learned something new every day. You know, I've really just got involved, you know, really just been so humble towards God, and really the my mind has been the most clearest it's been in such a long time. I actually have been laughing, thinking I've probably had a little bit much to sleep for quite a while. But, and it was just a little joke for me because of how God has really just shown me waking up, like, and having little sleep and still doing the activities. You are capable. We are capable individuals of anything. And when God shows you, I really encourage you, when God shows you to do something, whether that's you on a one-on-one basis with God, you know, building that relationship with him and he shows you, go ahead and do, whether that's you then hearing from God, from the minister that you are connected to, then really go ahead and be humble and listen, because there is such greatness in this. And we have the best doctrine. We have the best heavenly words that has been spoken to us for the last few years. And now we can really get up and rise. We can hear and then we can act and do. And we can be so thankful to God that he has given us the best direction, that he has directed us to the best person, ministry, this ministry to learn from, because the doctrine is so correct that your life will truly change when you really humble yourself, when you decide that you're going to do exactly what's encouraged and not think, not second guess it. Just go ahead and do. Just go ahead and act upon it. And God will bless you. He will change your life. You know, everything around my whole life in these past 4 years have changed. Things aren't perfect, but God never said that it was going to be perfect. But for me, of how things were 4 or 5 years ago, they are perfect for me. You know, God has changed every single little thing that I needed to change. And he is changing me within. And that's huge. You know, from a former, from someone who lived a very wild, addict lifestyle. The life that I live now is completely and utterly different. That is completely, there's no words. I look back and I think, wow, God really has brought me from the pit to the palace. I write a lot of stuff down. I have many books and I was reading back through many of the things that I wanted, you know, my desires. And those desires, I had to pray for one of them to come to pass for 2 years, but I prayed and God answered my prayer and my family are free. And I'm so thankful that we are free because of God. You know, I have I've got a wonderful partner, wonderful children, and God really has, he really will show you. He'll show you how to be truly thankful. He'll show you where you've come from if you need it. And he will show you how to be grateful each day for each individual, for each moment. He's teaching me right now to take moment by moment, to benchmark my days, to benchmark, you know, maybe the hours or things that I'm working towards. And it sets my mind up for success. It really does. I have, as people know, I have two small children who can be quite demanding. But that's not that God has given me the most wonderful children. But for me to be able to be the best to them, I needed to categorize, I needed to benchmark moments. And then it's step by step, God works. And he will keep you calm in the midst of chaos. He will ensure that your heart is so full that even though things try and bombard you, that your mind can still be free because it's focused on God, it's focused on him, it's focused on his words, it's focused on what's being spoken. And when you start to speak and you start to really have, you know, that true heart, that true faith, you know, because without doing things with heart, then you're not truly believing. Because out of the heart comes faith, and we need to ensure that we're doing everything with heart. And when we do and we learn and we grow with that, then you will see God just, he is amazing. He really is, how he can change any one of your situations around when you decide to be humble, decide to be meek, and decide to really, truly have that true heart, true faith of God, you know, and you walk this earth and be that example to others and they can truly see it. So for me, I just, yeah, it's been a fantastic week again, absolutely fantastic. One of the best of really just learning and really being humble towards God. And that's when you're humble, the more humble you are, the more higher you will become. Because that's where God wants you to be. He wants you to be humble towards him. And then he can really work with you. He can really ensure that each step that you need to build, to become better, he will show you avenues how to do this. And it's just wonderful. I know I certainly can't do anything without God. And he's such a loving God. So that is what I want to share. God bless you.